Masturbation is touching and handling your sex organs in a way that creates pleasurable sexual feelings. Some people feel masturbation is okay for them as long as they don't overdo it. This brings up the question, well, how much is too much? It becomes something to worry about when it develops into the main interest and activity of your life. If you don't develop any normal friendships or don't have a social life, but instead spend all of your spare time alone masturbating, it may indicate a serious problem.
You know why you're here? You're here to beat your fucking cock.
Beat that fucking meat, man. Look at my meat. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, look at my cock. Look at the cum dripping on my cock. Oh.
My legs are apart day after day as I slowly masturbate. I make videos and post them online. I know this might look real gay. If I see you next to never, that's because I'm an edger. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here, baiting for you. The call that I make is well worth the wait. I will be right here, baiting for you.
Masturbator, 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 masturbator.
I wonder how I can bait for hours as I stroke my mushroom head, pounding my fleshy, bloated dong. I will never leave my bed. Oh, can't you see it, buddy? I am coming like crazy. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here baiting for you. The cum that I make is well worth the wait. I will be right here baiting for you. Before I bait, I take poppers to enhance.
I've been masturbating now for over 4.5 hours.
Stroking my beautiful boner and jizz on my pants.
Oh my fucking god, you goddamn right. Oh my god, yeah, take that fucker. Ah, oh, teasing my cock all that time. Shit and a half.
Look at that freak cum screaming. Oh my god, fuck. Do you know the pleasure? Do you know it?
Oh, bring it out.
The whistles go woo-hoo.
It's damn exploding up with hot piss.
Boy, I'm madder than fish grease.
You know what a prolapse is.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Just drink tragic knowledge. Get all over your face, baby.
That sounds sick.
Full bloom AIDS.
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Oh, man.
Yummy, 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 I'll go rub in my tummy.
Oh, yes, hey, freaks. Tim Henson with you back for the Friday edition of DV, ending the week. Although, later today, brand new edition of DVDA. It's the Distorted View Daily After Show, the live video program, 8 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. Check it out. Have a lot of fun. Freaks in the chat, and call in, talk to me live, play video clips and stuff like that. It's about an hour long, usually. Check it out, distortedview.com. You can watch it over there, or Ustream or whatever. All right, so that's what's happening later today. As for right now, I've got a bunch of great audio to share with you from some shitty commercials. First of all, you know, it's election season, which I was waiting for this. I was waiting for the crappy political ads to start appearing, and there haven't been any really awful ones. Now, the gold standard, I would say, in these political ads is one from Paul R. Nelson several years ago.
With our servicemen and women facing death every day, what kind of congressman would try to gut military spending? The wrong kind. Ron kind. That's right. Congressman Ron Kind is repeatedly voted to deprive our troops of the funding they need to fight for us. But Ron Kind has no trouble spending your money. He would just rather spend it on sex. That's right. Instead of spending money on cancer research, Ron Kind voted to spend your money to study the sex lives of Vietnamese prostitutes.
You remember this ad, right?
Instead of spending money to study heart disease, Ron Kind spent your money to study the masturbation habits of old men. Ron Kind spent your tax dollars to study something called the bisexual, transgendered, and two-spirited Aleutian Eskimos, whoever they are. Ron Kind even spent your tax dollars to pay teenage girls to watch pornographic movies with probes connected to their genitalia. Ron Kind...
That's a candidate I could get behind.
...for sex, but not for soldiers. If Ron Kind had better priorities, you wouldn't be having to hear this. Ron Kind is out of touch, and soon he'll be out of Congress.
By the way, Paul R. Nelson lost miserably in that election.
I'm Paul R. Nelson.
Paul R. Nelson. So, I mean, this was from, what, 2006 or something? So quite a few years ago. Now I've got a new ad. This one is coming out of Florida. Oh, no.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yeah. Apparently there's a state Senate race that's really heating up, specifically in the 22nd district. Now, the two big candidates are Republicans, so they're going after one another, and they're targeting the elderly. And what are old people afraid of? Technology. They feel that computers are Satan's little voice box. They're afraid that robots are going to come and, you know, snatch away their pension checks and shit. So here is a new political ad targeting old people.
Technology is great, but driverless cars? Is this really a priority for our state?
All right, so just so you understand what this is all about, Google and apparently some other companies are working on driverless cars. The future is fucking here, people. This is exciting, right? Now, the driver still has to be in the car. It only makes sense. And there's still a steering wheel. You can still drive it and override it. If something goes wrong or whatever. But there has to be legislation that says, yes, they're legal. There's only a couple states right now, I think it's like California and maybe Nevada, that are saying, okay, these self-driving cars are street legal. This, for some reason, scares the shit out of old people because they don't understand how things work. It's witchcraft! Who would you want to share the road with? A car that fucking calculates where every other vehicle is at on the road, knows how fast they're all going, how much distance needs to be in between the cars, all this other shit, or an old person driving who can't even see past the fucking steering wheel. I would feel much safer in a Google car. And I think there are benefits to being one of the first states to legalize this. Google's going to start bringing some of their driverless cars over to Florida and stuff like that. I'm sure we're years and years away, from this being introduced in, actual commercial models. But fuck, come on, you can't stop progress. As much as you would like to, Florida, it's going to happen. And, old people should embrace technology. It's the only reason you're still living. Okay, let me start this over. This is infuriating.
Technology is great, but driverless cars? Is this really a priority for our state? Well, it was a priority for Jeff Branders.
I had to convince the Senate it wasn't witchcraft.
Yes, witchcraft, exactly.
He's more interested in legalizing driverless remote control cars and allowing the new Howard Franklin to be a toll bridge than fixing our economy.
All right, as Gawker pointed out, and that's where I found this video, they're not remote-controlled cars, right? It's not like a toy. You don't have like a remote control. Driving this passengerless car around. And all of these ads seem to insinuate that, if you're a congressman, you can only do one thing. It's either work on getting new jobs or, this stupid bullshit driverless car. No, there's tons of legislation that is voted on. This ad totally plays into the fear of old people.
You would think he'd focus on jobs. Let's stop Jeff Branders and his out-of-touch priority.
I love the little end where there's a crash. See what happens when you let cars drive themselves? Oh, that was an old person trying to make a left-hand turn. Oh, okay, sorry. You know what technology is good? That GPS that only routes right turns. You guys hear about that? I think I talked about it on Distorted View. Yeah, because old people hate making left turns because you have to, you know, basically turn through lanes of traffic, right? So there's a GPS that it's the jitterbug of GPSs that will only route you where you make right turns. I wonder if they calculate elderly speed, too. Because, you know, like, when you type in an address on your GPS and route it, it'll say, oh, it's going to take you 20 minutes to get there. That's if you're going normal speeds. If you're going near-dead speed, the speed of death, as I call it, it's the opposite of the speed of light. I wonder if they will calculate, oh, you know, a normal 20-minute drive will take an old person, you know, 45 minutes. And then, of course, you have to factor in that you're going to be taking a longer route because you're only going to be making right turns. So, you know, to get down the block, it's probably going to take an hour and a half. That doesn't matter. Like, what are old people doing? They just sit in their house waiting to die anyway. All right. So there you go. A new political advertisement. Moving on now. Norman Wicks is back with more insanity. If you don't remember the name Norman Wicks, I bet you recall the video I played for you earlier this week in which a physically disabled man in a wheelchair starts a fight at the DMV saying he's allowed to cut in line because he's all gimped up. This time, he's on public transportation. Yes, he's on the bus. And this is the way I understand it. There's a super retard trying to board the bus, like mentally and physically disabled. I mean, you could hear the poor retarded girl in the background. She gets all worked up because Norman starts screaming. So mentally handicapped, I keep calling him retard. The mentally handicapped girl needs to get wheeled into the bus, right? Norman Wicks, for some reason, is able to walk, I guess, sometimes. So he ends up walking on the bus from the entrance on the back, in the back of the bus, I guess, and kind of surprises the transit authority who told him to wait, you know, while they, you know, get this real retard strapped in. Well, a fight ensues.
We are going to get this.
Well, see, you don't even know what happened. You're just going by what this rude guy said.
You are rude yourself. You are rude to your son, too, and you don't even know it.
Listen to this stuff, man.
Now, what I've gathered, I'm playing this clip in the middle. I'm starting it in the middle. The bus driver has dealt with Norman in the past and has filed several complaints on him.
You ain't got no right to talk to me this way.
Mr. Slaughter, your days are numbered.
Mr. Slaughter.
Mr. Slaughter, your days are numbered on the bus.
They are. You know what? You guys are the ones that are numbered. You guys are numbered.
I think the retard is saying, get off! Get off!
Do that.
What are you doing there?
Look at what I'm doing. Look at what I'm doing. Look at what I'm doing. These guys are arguing with me nonstop.
Look what you're doing to her.
I didn't do anything.
What you did to her?
That's the third time you've done it, too. And it's all being recorded. He's recording it, right?
Oh, yeah.
We heard it again.
Again, the mentally handicapped involved in Norman Wicks' shenanigans.
Can't wait to get the ADA. We can show them.
Oh, I can't either.
What are you going to do?
And you can call her a man.
No, you did. You did. You did. You guys are unbelievable. Harassing an old man for sitting down.
You don't even know what it is.
For sitting down on the bus.
You don't even know what it is.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
He's just very combative, man. Like he'll fight with anyone.
You know what? I was already on my way in the bus when I moved out of the way for him to talk to you, her, or whatever.
Him or whatever.
Mr. Slaughter.
We're going to have to write up more paperwork on you. Like I said, there's only a matter of time until you're off the bus.
Good. Okay, do that.
Yeah.
So what did you say my name was? What did you say my name was again?
I
have a right to sit on the bus.
Yeah, you don't have a right to be a fucking dick, though, all the time. It's nonstop with you.
You don't have a right to be rude.
I wasn't rude.
Well, actually, he does. I guess he does have a right to be rude. It's America, after all, right?
Very rude.
I mean, this mentally handicapped girl, this Riri, and unsavory, whatever you want to call her, unsavory, is, I mean, just totally stereotypical, has the retard haircut. and also has a, you know, a big, really long flag sticking up from her wheelchair with, you know, the little orange flag on it.
Mm-hmm. She wants you off the bus. This is a woman.
Too bad.
Because you're rude.
This is badgering a disabled citizen.
You're badgering a disabled citizen.
You're rude along with he's teaching you how to be rude.
Oh, boy.
I haven't said a word.
When can we get the ADA to see this?
I hate his son just as much as I hate Norman.
First, when can we get the ADA to see this?
You'll see.
Promises.
You'll see.
Maybe it's his son that's named Norman. I don't know.
Nothing
but doesn't
promises.
Matter.
So you don't think I'm going to file a complaint with ADA, right?
I hope you do.
Oh, I have.
We can't wait.
I have.
This is harassment of a citizen.
Point your finger in my
this
face.
Is harassment of a disabled citizen.
Get out of my face.
This is harassment.
Get out of my face.
This is a.
My favorite part is just hearing the wails of the retard in the background.
You're harassing me. Get out of my face. Quit bothering me.
I have to make another report on you.
Do it. I can't wait until you're harassing me and make the report.
When will you sit down? When will your son sit down?
They're both.
Get out of the way.
Kind of standing up on the bus. He's very physically disabled with his post-traumatic stress and all that other shit. I have so little sympathy for this guy.
When you get out of the way,
I can't wait to get out of here then.
Move.
Get out of here. He's the bus driver. Where's he going to go?
Get lost.
You need him.
You have caused this bus to be 10 minutes late already.
Oh, really?
There are people waiting outside to board the bus. Norman once again causes quite a scene. There you go. Finally, before we get into the Distorted View news, I've got a piece from CBS2 in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, I guess.
Well, Harrisburg police arrested a man they say prowled the bar scene looking for victims to satisfy an insatiable appetite for sex.
That's every guy that goes to a bar. That's why you go to a bar. Get drunk and get fucked.
Prowled the bar scene looking for victims to satisfy an insatiable appetite for sex. In a very unusual way.
Police say DeJuan Porter performed oral sex on unsuspecting men while they slept.
Well, there's the twist.
Tonight, one man tells only CBS 21 News about the night he found Porter on top of him.
How embarrassing for that guy.
CBS 21.
He's going on the local news to talk about how he got his dick
Porter
sucked.
Porter on top of him.
CBS 21's Annie McCormick is live with the Dauphin County Mobile Newsroom in Harrisburg with the details.
The Mobile Newsroom. It's a van.
Well, Robin, Tanya, DeJuan Porter is known for his DJing around the city of Harrisburg. However,
more like BJing.
Over the past year, he's become notorious for sexually assaulting men when they least expect it. In May of...
Oh, who hasn't given a guy a blowjob while they slept?
2011, a man reports to police a stranger...
They can't say no if they don't know what's happening, right?
...stranger climbed up his...
It's a workaround. A rape workaround.
...fire escape broke in, and he woke to the strange man performing oral sex on him. That is the first of three charges against DeJuan Porter that police announced today. The next two cases came a year later. In both of them, victims reported they woke up to Porter performing oral sex on them. The assaults in those two cases happened after a night of partying.
He actually tried.
Well, you don't know. Maybe you consented. You're both out of your minds, high on shit, drunk.
With me one night.
This man, who asked to remain anonymous, claims Porter has done this more than three times.
I violently wake up because I feel a hand going in my pants.
That's where it stopped.
It happened more than once? You let DeJuan sleep over more than once?
The man kicked Porter out of his house. Porter had been over with several mutual friends following a night at the bar.
It made me crazy for about 3 days, and really all I wanted to do was hunt DeJuan down and...
Come on, it's a fucking blowjob. I get it, you're a guy, you're straight. But still, it's a mouth around your dick.
Basically beat him into a pit.
Not like he was sticking his dick in your mouth. That would be super gay, right?
Porter is a fixture at Harrisburg bars, often DJing at downtown clubs. According to this victim, Porter's sex assaults and attempted assaults became known in their midtown Harrisburg circle. What he didn't know is that Dewan has a history of sex assault.
DJ Fellatio.
Including while in prison in Maryland. He also has burglary charges against him. According to a LinkedIn account with Dewan's picture, it says he is currently unemployed.
Are black people allowed on LinkedIn? That's news to me.
But did work at an investment banking firm in Harrisburg. Now Porter remains in jail until he makes bail.
All right.
Now, police think that there could be more victims out there. They are urging them to come forward. The man that we spoke to today says that he knows that there are more victims out there. He also says that Porter should be careful if he does make bail. He believes a lot of people are very angry if they see him back on the
street.
Basically
threatening to kick his fucking ass. There you go. Dewan, watch your step, buddy. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, yesterday did a very fun Sideshow exclusive program. If you want to hear me sing Tiffany's I Think We're Alone Now, you better sign up for the Sideshow. Plus, of course, Tuesday we did an extended program, well over 20 minutes of bonus content there. Today, DVDA, 8 p.m. If you can't catch it live, you can watch it exclusively on the Sideshow. A lot of great reasons to sign up. Another reason being that every single episode of DV is available exclusively on the Sideshow, over 2,000 episodes. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It is Distorted View's member site, and it does help ensure that this program continues for a long, long time. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I've actually been wondering about this for a while. You know, occasionally on Distorted View, I'll find really disgusting or stupid Craigslist ads. And I read them to you. And there's a bunch of people who look for sex with dogs, right? It's like man for canine or something. And I thought, well, that's a very easy thing to police. You know, if you're Craigslist officials or police officers, just find these people who are looking for canine sex and arrest them, because chances are they've already been fucked by a dog or fucked a dog. Police arrested an Arizona man after he allegedly spent 2 months trying to set up a sexual encounter with a dog over Craigslist. That's just too long. That's what makes the internet so great, supposedly. Fast, anonymous, easy, dirty, disgusting sex for free, whether it be with a man, woman, child, or, you know, animal. Most relationships don't take that long to get to the sex part. You know what I mean? A couple, two, three dates, boom. You know, a week or two, and you're in their pants. Well, that's not exactly what happened in this case. The poor guy didn't even get to taste that sweet, sweet doggy penis. What 47-year-old James Nyler didn't know is that he wasn't talking to a willing dog owner. He was talking to an undercover officer. See, I would have just given up. If I was into dogs and I said, hey, look, I saw your ad on Craigslist. I want your dog inside of me. And, you know, if they string you along for more than a week, just move on. There's other ads out there. Apparently this dog looked really good, though. The married father, who lives in Mesa, California, I guess, allegedly posted an ad on Craigslist at least 2 months ago titled, Bottom Need Hung Tops, Man for Man, and, quote, willing to try hung canine for fun, too. An agent with the Maricopa County Sheriff's Department negotiated with Naylor for weeks, using a picture of a dog from the animal shelter, to finally, a use for those goddamn dogs in the shelter. Have you ever been to an animal shelter? It's the worst. You walk in, the second they see you, that's not how you get adopted. You shut the fuck up. They're fucking salivating, showing their teeth, jumping super high on the gate and everything. No, that's not, you're not ever going to find a home. You better figure that shit out quick. You got like 2 weeks before it's lights out. Oh my God, I saw a video. What documentary was I watching? It was the absolute worst. Oh, it was HBO. HBO had a documentary all about dogs, like One Nation Under Dog or something like that. And they actually show like what they do, how they put these dogs down in the shelter. They basically get a bunch of them. They pile up these live dogs in this tiny enclosed space, and they just gas them. And you just hear the dogs crying and whining and stuff as they die. It really is awful. I thought about recording that audio. For an intro. And then just silence. It's going to be the whole like intro to Distorted View. It's just going to be dogs whining because they're dying, can't breathe. You ready to go for a walk? To your death! That's my man juice. All right, enough. You all should be adopting doggies from the shelter. Coming from the man who owns two purebred Boston Terriers. Look, that's different. That they were given to me as a gift. I would have gladly preferred to go to the shelter for those dogs. And, you know, these fucking purebred Boston Terriers who were purchased from a breeder are fucked up. You're much better off going to a shelter. Better temperament. They're not all weird. They're just weird. My two Boston Terriers are just weird. Something very wrong with them. Probably inbred. I don't know. Just go to a shelter. That'd be a great public service announcement. If you don't want fucked up dogs, go to a shelter, for Christ's sakes. Okay, where are we at now? This guy wanted to fuck an animal. All right, he wanted to bottom for an animal, which I think the court should take that into consideration, because that's not going to hurt the dog. If you're going to fucking anally violate the dog, I think that should result in more jail time than just having a dog fuck you. You know what I mean? The other was arrested and taken to jail. He never actually got to see the dog. Sheriff Joe Arpaio says that he's seen this type of crime on the internet before. Every fucking city. I could just type the word canine into Craigslist. Get an eyeful. Six people were arrested over the past year for similar offenses in which Craigslist was used to solicit animal abuse. This is a different breed of people who would do this to dogs. We're going to continue this type of investigation. We are the only ones doing this, but we're not going to stop investigating bestiality of this type, having sex with dogs, Arpaio said. So there you go. They're doing good work over there. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the big prolapsed ass. How much did that dog get fucked in the asshole? And how many loads got shot up in his butt? I don't know. The show is very stupid. Second story we have for you today. eBay has banned supernatural sales of magic spells, potions, and hexes. That's like selling happiness. You know what I mean? Like, you know, for $300, you'll be happy. All right. Making a profit on the occult arts, cultivating a loyal customer base for potions, magic spells, and psychic readings? Not on eBay. Not anymore. In its 2012 fall seller update, the online marketplace said it was banning all sales of supernatural goods and services, exiling its witchy and wizardly clientele to the wilds of Craigslist and other web-based trading posts and such. Among the prohibited items, advice, spells, curses, hexing, you know, stuff that idiots purchase on eBay. Conjuring, magic services, prayers, blessings, psychic, tarot, all that other horse shit. eBay said in an email that it regularly reviews categories and updates policies based on customer feedback and was discontinuing a small number of categories within the larger metaphysical subcategory. Spokeswoman Jonah Hoff said that buyers and sellers have complained to eBay that what, the spells don't work? That you were ripped off? Transactions often result in issues that can be difficult to resolve. Yeah. I would love to see some of the correspondence between eBay and witches regarding their spells. Look, my coven and I spent an hour doing this love spell for Tinkerbell 1973. If she's unhappy with it, I'm sorry, but I did my part. Maybe she's got a hex on her. Some sort of, I feel it now as a matter of fact, there's some sort of energy surrounding her, some sort of force field blocking all the good spells. Someone I think applied some negative energy. As a matter of fact, you know, when I was many years ago, when I was very, very poor, me and my friend went to this tarot card reader who was having a special. That's how you know it's legit. For like $5 or something. And you know what happens when you get a $5 reading? They want to get more money out of you. The $5 is just to get you in the goddamn door. So she, and I've told this story before on the show, the tarot, the psychic said, you obviously have money issues. Duh, right? That's why I'm going to a budget tarot card reader, or psychic. I don't know. I don't remember what she was. But she basically said to me that the reason why good things aren't happening to me is because there has been a negative spell put on me, a hex, if you will, from maybe a jilted ex-lover, and I have many, many people hate me. Really, the second after I have sex with someone, that's when the hatred comes out. But whatever. So she said, she told me that she could lift the evil surrounding me or whatever, but she would do it for free out of the kindness of her goddamn heart. But the only thing she would have to charge me for, of course, is the supplies that she had to ship in from Africa or something, which totaled well over $1,000. So needless to say, that negative energy is still surrounding me, and I'm using it to my advantage. I learned how to harness that negative energy. That's why I'm doing this podcast. All right, so there you go. Sales of spells and shit are being banned. Beginning August 30th, attempts to list such enchantments for sale will be blocked. Luckily, Craigslist is still allowing sellers to put up offers, such as the one posted last week, advertising love spells, money spells, and more. The post promises such confidential services as a big booty spell, really? Enhance your ass with a spell, a candy charm, a psychic vampire spell, a lemon curse, and something called a binding for the annoying. The spellcaster, described as a powerful witch and psychic with more than 25 years experience in potent magic, pledges to go to work within 24 hours. Double casts cost $15, while a super potent triple cast goes for $20. A legal disclaimer at the bottom states that by law, spells, readings, and paranormal objects are for entertainment purposes only. So keep that in mind. Final story we have for you today, freaks. That old lady in the political ad mentioned remote-controlled vehicles. How about a remote-controlled asshole? A man whose bowels were damaged in a motorcycle crash has been given a bionic bottom. Ged Gavin, 55, now presses a remote control to open his asshole and go to the bathroom. The IT project manager from Barnsley, South Yorkshire, almost died when an off-duty police officer pulled out in front of him in her car. Woman. Mr. Galvin suffered massive internal injuries and had to be fitted with a colostomy bag until surgeons at the Royal London Hospital could perform the complex operation to rebuild his bottom. So now whenever he takes a shit, his asshole goes wah 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 wah. Right? With the bionic man. Wah 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 wah. That's my impression. I'm a retard. Yes. These are now operated by a palm-sized remote control that he carries in his pocket. The medical team took a muscle from above his knee, wrapped it around his sphincter, and then attached electrodes to the nerves. It's like a chubby little mobile phone, he said. What a weird way to describe his ass. My asshole's... That's like something Raymond 14 would say. My asshole's like a cell phone. No, I think he's referring to the remote control, maybe? You switch it on and off, just like switching on the TV. Maybe it's his asshole. They call me the man with the bionic bottom, but that doesn't bother me. My gratitude to the surgeons is endless because what they have done is a miracle. See, old people, don't fear technology. It can help you. The father of two is resigned to having the muscles in his bionic bottom replaced every 5 years. It's a tune-up, if you will. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yeah, I should mention again real quick, tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, join me for a live Distorted View Daily After Show. It's a video program. You can call in, talk to me directly. I'll be playing some stuff that I didn't get to on the podcast today for time reasons. And then also stuff that's more visual in nature, since I'm in a moving picture box. All right, so that's DVDA tonight at 8. Of course, just go to distortedview.com for all the information. Don't forget to check out our community on Reddit, people posting a lot of links. I rediscovered... that XTube video of a guy listening to Distorted View as he's jerking off. He's listening to the intro to the program where I play Right Here Baiting For You. It's kind of why I played it on today's show at the beginning. So if you want to see some guy, a freak, he's a listener of Distorted View, masturbate. Check out Reddit. There's a link there. You know, and freaks are, you know, having discussions. Trying to figure out what animated GIFs of me from DVDA would be good. Stuff like that. It's just a fun thing. It's just a fun thing. All right, so that's distortedview.reddit.com. All right, of course, there's a link on the website. And new Distorted View Radio is up. Added tons of new shows. So if you want a live streaming experience, check out that. All right, now it's time to check in with my freaky deekies. Yes, caller.
Hey, Tim. Rob from Texas here again.
Hi, Rob.
We got another shit for you. I almost farted this one out, so let's see how this goes.
All right. It's a distorted dump. Hold on. I talked over that. Yeah. Those are some solid churds.
Guess my type, Timmy B.
Well, it wasn't, it definitely, there was some substance there. I would say probably a 2, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, Timmy Boo. I was at a garage sale the other day with my girlfriend, and there's this guy, he must have had Tourette's or he was pretending or something, but he also goes, nigger, like that real fast.
Yeah.
He's like twitching his whole head when he said it.
I think I know who that guy is. He calls in every day on the voicemail line.
But then you just carrying on as normal, having a conversation with someone. The dude is probably like 55 years old too. Kind of weird seeing someone with Tourette's, you know, that old. But anyway, I thought you might find that amusing.
Maybe he's just pretending to have Tourette's so he can get away with saying stuff like that.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Shenanigans again.
Hi, Shenanigans.
A proud SciShow member again.
Oh,
I didn't have enough money to carry over my grandfathered price. So now I'm back to the $5.99 or $6.99, whatever the price
it doesn't matter because it's so inexpensive.
Was. I'm not a pride. SciShow member. Also, I've been listening to the 718 show, and you were talking about the guy that had the large dick. Have you ever seen any of the porn clips with the one tranny that has the world's largest, like, tranny dick? It looks deformed.
Is it real or is it fake?
Like, her dick looks like she was pumping it with a penis pump for too damn long.
Ugh.
And she fucked it up.
The world's largest tranny dick. No, I don't think I've seen that.
Like, it looks swollen in a way. Like, swollen in the way that you do not want. Where it's just...
Yeah.
It just won't work anymore. Yeah. Like, it's
not a pleasant swollen.
It just don't look good, man.
Okay, well, thank you. I'll look that up. I'll Google image search that one.
Hey, Timmy. It's Hinkley from New Hampshire. I just want to let you know that that's not me. That's not Squirt.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Tim.
Well, that pillow's all you. Someone posted a picture, I don't know what website it was, of their roommate's bed, I think. And all along the side of the bed is all like yellow, like that I don't know, that darkened age jizz yellow.
That's
so gross.
In. I just saw a baby with a black eye, but that's not why I'm calling you.
Oh.
I'm calling you because I also saw two extremely little people riding a normal-sized motor scooter. The one in front had both arms over his head so he could steer the thing, while the one in back just sat on the back, the cross-legged. It was pretty freaky.
Well, it was freaky, and it was
extreme!
Yes, thank you.
Hi, this is Fire with the Cove at Sea Low Mountain here in Burnsville, North Carolina.
Oh, great.
You're a beautiful private residential community, and I was calling to see if you would like to learn more about us.
Why would I want to learn more about your stupid private community?
And if you're still interested in purchasing real estate in North Carolina.
Oh, well, I am. I've been looking to purchase real estate. That's why she's contacting me. What? Are you crazy? Do you understand this is a podcast? I don't have enough money to buy a house. I don't have enough money to buy dinner.
Hello there, Tim. So I'm walking through Africa and I see a bunch of exotic animals, exotic animals, exotic animals, exotic animals, exotic animals, exotic animals.
I thought he was going to say the N-word, but he didn't. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD.
Yes, it didn't hurt. That's the third time you've done it, too.
Yes.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Subscribe via iTunes as well, sure, or Stitcher, or however you listen to your podcasts. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
No, please. I got a weak stomach. I'm serious. Oh.
You don't pass gas?
Oh, my God.
When I go to the bathroom, I straight up disrespect the toilet.
Don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. I'm telling you, it makes me sick. Oh, man, not again. Oh, no, really, I got bad drive heaves.